When a friend of yours says good morning, what might you ask him then?
How are you?
Okay. What about when you're introduced to a stranger? What might you say to him?
How do you do?
Okay. And how would you greet someone around December 25th?
Merry Christmas.
What about on the 1st of January?
Happy New Year's.
Any other expressions? Did you ever hear Christmas gift?
In Christmas time, yes.
What would people say that?
Yes, sometimes they'll say Christmas gift to you on before Christmas and or right after Christmas, so first see them while you can say a Christmas gift to you, and they're supposed to give you a Christmas gift.
Do you ever hear people say New Year's gift?
I think so.
Was it as widespread as...
No, I don't think.
And you say, I have to go downtown to do some...
Shopping?
And say if you bought something, you'd say the storekeeper took out a piece of paper and...
And folded it or wrapped my...
And when I got home, I...
Opened the... tore the wrapping off?
He wrapped it and then I...
Unwrapped it.
And if you had to sell something for $2 that you had paid $3 for, you'd be selling it...
At a loss.
And if you like something but don't have enough money for it, you say, well, I like it, but it... What, too much?
Too expensive, costs too much money.
And on the first of the month, your bill is...
Your bill is very high.
It's time to pay it.
Yes.
Your bill is...
It's due for... due.
And if you belong to a club, you have to pay your...
Dues.
And if you don't have any money, you could go to the bank and...
Borrow.
And you say in the 30s, money was...
Scarce, very scarce.
And some places, if you buy something or pay your bill, they'll give you a little present and say that it's for...
A pilon.
Do people do that now?
No. No, there's... Things are too expensive to give away, it seems like.
How did they used to do that?
Well, anybody come in and they'd buy a nickel's worth of lard, we'd give them a little piece of mixed candy and... And they'd always come to your store because they wanted that pilon. That way.
They did that at the store you worked at?
That I owned.
Is this in...
I owned a store in Encinal for about 10 years.
Oh, you did? What does a baby do before it's able to walk?
Crawls.
Huh?
Crawls.
And say if you were tired, you might say, I think I'll go over to the couch and...
Relax.
I think I'll...
Go sit down?
Or if you're going to take a nap, you say, you think you'll go...
And take a nap? Or
you don't sit down, you...
Lie down.
You say, he was really sick. He couldn't even sit up all morning. He just, bed.
He was laying around.
And you say, she walked up to the altar and she, down?
She kneeled down.
And if you see a friend of yours walking home and you have your car, you'd say, may I, you home? Can I?
May I walk you home, or may I drive you home?
You say, may I
take you home?
And to get something to come towards you, you take hold of it and...
And lead it.
Or...
Pull it.
And the other way would be...
Push.
And you say, those boys get mad and...
And fight.
And yesterday they...
Had a real big fight.
For an hour they...
Were fighting.
And ever since they were small, they have done...
Fought.
And they got mad and...
They got mad and punched each other?
Or they got mad and...
Boxed or fought.
And if you needed a hammer, you'd tell someone, go...
And bring me a hammer.
And a game that children play where one child will be it and the other children will hide. They call that?
Hide and seek.
What do they call the tree that they can touch and be safe?
The base. Home base.
Uh-huh. What about in football? You run toward the...